Good morning, you've got Brad Knight from PM Advisory for the early morning markets Monday, the 2nd of March. So Friday night saw most of the US wheat and corn markets in the green, largely driven by continued short covering from fund money, which now hold their smallest short position since October 2022. And in the Kansas market, in fact, they actually have a very slight long position, which is the first time in a number of years as well that the net market is in a net long position in Kansas. So that continued support is driven by uncertainty around production in the US particularly, and seems to just be a rebalancing ahead of what is turning into a fairly volatile geopolitical period. News over the weekend of US bombing Iran, which is looks to be a sustained effort, or that's what is being spoken about anyway, rather than a couple of days like the last time, which will give markets longer to have to digest what impact it will have on the nearby and certainly medium to long term, more of impact on oil and energy markets, and has seen those markets already rally a touch in some of the trade over the weekend, and it's expected that will continue to add a lot of support this week to sort of certainly oil pricing, which might support oil seeds as well in the short term, but it'll really depend on how it unfolds over this week as to what goes on in Iran and what responses there are from other allies in the region and other countries. So it will be a very interesting week in the markets, I feel. Oil seeds Friday night, they were up a touch, so we expect that'll flow through to local markets as well. So canola should be up a few dollars, but like I just said, it really will depend on how markets evolve this week as the situation in Iran unfolds. And the other factor is certainly locally, massive rain event that has been occurring over the weekend and continuing to occur has seen widespread falls across a lot of the cropping areas of Victoria and South Australia, which certainly will give a lot of confidence for production, early production and sowing. So that is likely have some impact on the market, more around sentiment than anything. Whether there's a flow on of selling from this will be interesting to tell. They're certainly not expecting local markets to have a really bullish tone to start with, given how good rainfall is at this time of the year. I hope everyone has a great day and a great week ahead. Thank you.